Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem. Welcome back to today's Daf Hayemi Meseches Megillah Daf. Hey, we are holding on Daled Amud Beis, 10 lines from the bottom. Right at the two dots. Klal Omar Rabbi Yeshua. This goes back to the Mishnah. At what point does the Me'ilah status expire? Says Rabbi Yeshua. It depends if it became permissible. Permissible to the Kayhanim. Now we're talking about a Kachim, a Kachik Kadashim, like a Chatos, which where Me'ilah is present up until the point where it has Shas Heter. Because as Rashi in the Mishnah explained, Me'ilah is synonymous with the Kodshei Hashem status. As long as it's still designated as such, it's still exclusively Lashem, Kodshei Lashem. So then there's Me'ilah. But once Kodshei Hashem status dissipates, the Me'ilah leaves. So what's the cutoff point? Once it gets the Shas Hetel Kayhanim. As soon as it becomes permissible for the Kayhanim, now we assume it means for them to eat, but we'll see in the Gemara. It's more complex than that. There are several understandings of this phrase of Shas Hetel Kayhanim. So as soon as Shas Hetel Kayhanim triggers, at that point, the Me'ilah leaves. Ein moy alun ba. V'chol shaloi hoysal shaset l'kayhanim. But if it never had shaset l'kayhanim, moy alun ba. The Me'ilah is still present. Now, we're speaking that, for instance, the carbon became pasul along the process. So, practically, it's not really edible. But the Me'ilah factor doesn't really depend on whether it currently could be eaten by the kayhanim. It depends whether there was a moment in time when Shas Hetel Kayhanim was activated. And the Mishnah goes on to explain, to give us examples of both categories. What would you consider something which had Shas Hetel Kayhanim? So basically, it became possible after it already arrived at that juncture called Shas Heter. When is Shalana? It was left overnight. So the whole Akrava process was done properly. But the meat left overnight, it stayed overnight, became possible. So once the Me'ilah vacated, it doesn't return, it doesn't come back. Shenitmes, or the material that became Tamei after the Akrava process, which Shayatzes, or left the premises. So in all these cases, the Me'ilah is no longer here, despite the fact that the material is now possible, because it had Shas Hetel Kayhanim. V'izoyi shaloi hoysala Shas Hetel Kayhanim. What's an example of something which had no Shas Hetel Kayhanim, where the disqualifying element occurred mid-process, before it became mutter? For instance, shenishchata chos lezmano. The shchita was done with a machshavav pigel to process the carbon the wrong time, chos lemkayim, the wrong place. Or v'shekibu psuin v'zorkos dama. Individuals who were unfit, unauthorized to do the kabbalah of the dama, the zrika, were involved in those processes. In which case, the carbon was never successfully processed, and the Heter L'Kahana was unactivated. In these cases, Me'ilah will still be present. Okay, so according to Rabbi Yeshua, the trigger point is Shas Hetel L'Kahana. How exactly do we define that? What point in the process is considered Shas Hetel L'Kahana? We have a big question. Amalei Bar Kapara. So Bar Kapara turned to his nephew, Lebar Pedos. He says, Barachosi, my sister's son, my dear nephew. Come, let's do some research on this topic, and tomorrow we'll have a long discussion about it. Ray, look, pay attention. Ma ata shayaleni lemochr. What you're going to be asking me tomorrow, Bebeis HaMedrash. So let's do some research, look into it well, so tomorrow you can pose your questions, we'll have a discussion. Okay, come tomorrow. What was the question that he posed him? Heter Shechita Shanino? What is Shas Heter, a moment of permissibility? What does that mean? Heter Shechita Shanino? The Heter that the Shechita itself already accomplishes. Tosis explains, because even though the Shechita doesn't really allow the meat to be eaten, you have to wait a long time until the Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zrika happens to be matter the basa b'achila. But there's an element of heter that's already happening during the Shechita, Tosis explains, because it's being matter the dam for the avodah of the kohanim. It's sort of enabling the dam to be handled and processed by the kohanim by way of the Kabbalah all the way until the Zrika. So there's an element of heter permissibility that's being activated through the Shechita. It's rendering the blood as something which will eventually, upon processing the dam, will make the basar mutter. And also, in a way, you can say it's really relabeling the basar as well. It's now separating. The dam will be the matter of the basar, and the basar is labeled as a niter, the recipient of that heter. So you can understand how the act of Shechita will change the status of the basar from Kachay Hashem to non-Kachay Hashem, because it's en route to becoming mutar ba'achila. That's one way to look at it. So the Shechita per se accomplishes that. We turn to the next element. Oh, Heter Zrika Shanino. Or you need the next step to achieve Heter regarding removal of Mila. Heter Zrika. That the blood was collected in a kli and enabled for Zrika. So it's almost like the Zrika process has already begun, because you have the Zrika material on hand. And once you consider it like it's already in the Zrika process, which is matter, the Zrika which is matter, the Basar L'Achila, so it's as though it's already here. You already see the Heter on its way. And at that point, the Basar is no longer Kachay Hashem without Mi'ila. Okay, so that's the second option, Heter Zrika Shaninu, or maybe you need all the way to the finish line, Heter Achila Shaninu. You need the actual Zrika to take place to permit the Basar L'Achila. Only that will deactivate the Mi'ila and the Kachay Hashem status. So this was the question that was posed to the uncle, to Bar Kapara, who responds, actually, it's a machlekes. Chizki Amar, Heter Shechita Shanin. The first step, Shechita, is sufficient to deactivate the Mila status from the carbon. Rabbi Yechon Amar, no. You have to go all the way to the finish line, Heter Achila Shanino, which happens through the Zrika. Amar Bzeira. If we'll take a close look at our Mishnah, Loidaika Masnisen, the Loike Chizkia, the Loike Rabbi Yechon. Our Mishnah doesn't really line up with Chizkia, that is the Shechita that does the trick, nor like Rabbi Yechon, who requires the Zrika. And in fact, it's even a strong kasha. The wording of the Mishnah will actually be a strong kasha on Rabbi Yechon's position. Tana, look at the Mishnah. It says, Shalono, Shenitmis, Shiyotzis. In presenting the category of Shahas et al Kayhanim, that which had Heter, that which loses Mila, Mishnah cites three examples. Shalona, Shenitmis, Shiyotzis. Was left overnight, became tummy, left the premises. Now, what are we talking about? What happened to what? Are we talking about the blood? Are we talking about the basar of the carbon? The Gemara is assuming we're talking about the dam of the carbon. Lav, the lon dam, will assume that these things occur to the blood. So there was a shechita, there was a kabbalah, and before the zrika, the blood was left overnight. And what does the Mishnah say? Yuktani, Ein Moyalan Boy. Mishnah says, there's no Me'ila. What do you mean? But there was no Zrika, which is required the Kontar Bichnan. Ush Mamana. We can conclude from here. Het is Zrika Shaninu. Like the middle option. And as long as the blood was enabled for Zrika, that would be sufficient. That's far enough in the process to remove the Meilu. That's a Kasha Rabbi Yechanan, who requires the actual Zrika. Now, it's not such a Kasha on Chizkiya, because perhaps the Mishnah is just, you know, citing this example, really, you could have referred to a case where just the Shechita was done properly without any Kabbalah. But, you know, the Mishnah could have said that. It chose to, you know, add another detail to the story, which perhaps wasn't necessary. So it's not really, Taisa says, it's not such a kasha on Chizkiya. But on Rabbi Yechanan it is. Because here it never got to the Zrika, which is an absolute requirement, according to Rabbi Yechanan. Ushmam and Heter, Zrika Shanino. Loi, the Lam Basar, no. The Lina never happened to the Dam. The Dam was perfectly processed. On the Mizbeach, who's a Zrika? The Basar was left overnight, and that became Pasul. Aval Dam Yizdara, but the blood was put on the Mizbeach. And that's why it says, there's no Meila Mishal Machi. That's exactly why the Tanya Mishnah says, Emi Alma, there's no Meila. Exactly like Rabbi Yechanan. Because post Zrika, there's no Meila. Okay, let's try another Kasha Tanan from the other side of the equation. Veizoi Shaloi Hoi Shalosh Asa Kosher was considered something which never had a moment of permissibility for the Kayhanim. There's a Gerus Shas Heter the Kayhanim. So what are the other examples? Shinishchat HaShchotz Lazmana V'chosam Kayma V'shigihiblu P'sulim V'zokros Dama. There was something wrong with the Shechita itself. There was Pigol. Or in the Kabbalah and the Zrika, which were executed by P'sulim. Okay, now let's analyze this last case. The Kabbalah and the Zrika were done by individuals who had no business doing it. A Yisroel or whatever. Hey Chidami, what exactly took place? Ilayim and Zarku P'sulim. Ilayim and Kiblu P'sulim and Zarku P'sulim. The Mishnah means literally that both were accomplished by P'sulim. Why is that necessary? To disqualify the Karban. That they did the Kabbalah and the Zrika. Why? Lomuli ad ikatati. Why is it only an issue if they did both? Suppose they only did the Kabbalah. That's enough to disqualify the Karban. Why do you need them doing both? So we have to interpret the Mishnah a bit differently than what it seems like on the surface. Elalav must be the Kiblu P'sulin. True, the Kabbalah was done by P'sulin, but the Zrika, the Mishnah doesn't mean that they did the Zrika as well. Zakuk Sheim, the Ksheim, qualified individuals did the Zrika. And that's why it's an issue, because as long as the Kabbalah was done improperly, we never had blood available for Zrika. But let's make a diuk, an inference. Suppose you would reverse the story. The Kabbalah was done by Ksherim, and now you have blood which is enabled for Zrika. Although the Zrika process was actually carried out by P'sulim, that wouldn't be an issue. Uktani, Moyalan Boy. So in this case, where the Kabbalah was done by P'sulim, it never got to the phase of Heter Zrika. It wasn't able for Zrika. The Dam became puzzle in the get-go. So of course it's Mila. There's a Gersa that adds the Diak that we spoke out, but adds it in the words of the Gemara of a Taima. That's only true because the Kibulu P'sulim, because the P'sulim did the Kabbalah. It was a Rukul Ksherim, although the Ksherim did the Zrika, but since the Kabbalah was done improperly, it never got to the phase of Heter Zrika. However, let's say we reverse it, Kiblu Ksherim, Zerku P'sulim. The Ksherim did the Kabbalah. Even if the Zrika was done by the Pasul, but the Kabbalah was done by a Kasher, you have blood which is available for Zrika, that's sufficient. That's Heter Zrika. Hey, my Alan Bai, there would be no longer Me'ila here. Shemamina, that proves that Heter Zrika Shanino. It's all about Heter Zrika. mask of the Rav Yosef, not so quick. Say yes like this. He says, if you're going to make this split, meaning that the wording of the Mishnah is meant to be learned with exactness, the way you proposed. Kabbalah was through a puzzle, the Zrika was through a kosher, and if you would reverse it, then it would be okay, because, right, if you're going to be so meticulous, so exacting in the words, how are you going to learn the next Mishnah? It's not Hasma Mishnah over there in Maseches Zevachim, which has a similar phrase. And I'm going to show you that there, it's not cited with precision and exactness. Sometimes the Tana just does that. He will throw in an extra, to complete the phrase, but it's not with the intent for generating the Yukim and Halachis. It's not Hasma. I have a Mishnah over there regarding a Chatos. So we know that the blood of a chatas, which splatters on a beged, it requires a very specific kibus process. You have to launder it in the Beis HaMikdash. But that's limited to blood of a carbon chatas, which is still an active carbon. First of all, it's carbon that's kasher, ready for zrika, and it's still before the zrika. So that blood has this kibus requirement. But if it's chatas psula, the blood from a disqualified chatas, ain't domaton kibus, its blood does not need kibus. And it doesn't really matter what happened, the history of why it became pasul. The fact is, if it's pasul, it's not enabled for zrika, there's no din kibus. Whether it had a moment of hechsher and then became pasul, or never had that ability, and the Mishnah goes on to give us examples, very similar to our Mishnah in Mila. What's considered that had Shasa Kosha and then became Pasal? Shalonov, Shinit Mitzvah, Shiyotza. Had Lina, Tumo, left the premises after it was already processed. What's an example of something which was aborted from the get-go? Shinchatu Chosaz Kaima, Chosaz Mana. Oh, Vishakiblu Psulon, this is what pertains to us. Very similar expression. Vishakiblu Psulon, Vizorkos Tumo. Psulon came along, they did the Kabbalah, did this Rika. Now, what exactly happened? They did both, Kabbalah and Zrika. Then even if they were Ksherim, its blood would not be active anymore. It's already after Zrika, there was no din kibus anymore. Elaim the kibul psulim, zorke psulim, we're talking that they did both, Kabbalah and Zrika, so it's after Zrika. And there's a verse of kiblu psulim, zorkur psulim, so now we infer that only if Kabbalah and Zrika were done by psulim, who? That's when the blood is deactivated, there's no kibus requirement, the endomaton kibus. But do you mean to say hoki blue? Vizorku ksherim domaton kibus? But otherwise, if qualified people would have done those functions, the kabbalah and the zrika, now the blood after this kasher zrika splatters on the beged, domaton kibus? That's incorrect. It's deactivated. It's been fully processed. Kari Khan, we have the Pasuk Asher Yize Midama. So some of the blood splattered on the back. And we learn Yize means it's available for Hazah. It's pending, the Hazah pending the application to the Mizbeach. So it has to be active, carbon material, as opposed to blood which had already been sprinkled on the Mizbeach. So, why does the Mishnah stress that the Psulim did everything, Kabbalah and the Zrika? That's why you're safe. Even if Akasha would have done it. But if it's after the Zrika, regardless of who did it, there's no kibbutz. Ela lav davka. So apparently the wording here is not, precise. It's not accurate. When the Mishnah referred to the Zrika here, it's just, threw it in. Spoke about the Kabbalah, so threw in the Zrika as well, even though it's not really a required element. It doesn't really fit the halacha. It's just, to complete the phrase. Okay, so if we find that over there, this phrase isn't precise, we turn to the Beit HaChanam Elav Davka, same thing by us in Me'ila. The whole structure here, the raya buildup was all based on a diuk. Mishnah speaks about Psalm doing the Kabbalah and the Zrika, and you got to work it out. Apparently, it wasn't them doing the Zrika, it was a Ksherim, and we make a whole diuk to prove our point that if the case will be reversed and the Kasha will do the Kabbalah, then the meal would be suspended because it had the Zrika is enough. No, Achanam Elav Davka. The Lashon in the Mishnah isn't something to infer from. And perhaps even in the reverse case, if the Kasha would do the Kabbalah and the Zrika by the Apostle, wouldn't change any matter. Wouldn't change matters. The Mila would still be active, because just by doing a proper Kabbalah, it's not sufficient. That's Heter Zrika, it's not enough. You need the actual Heter Achila through a full and complete process, including the Zrika. So sort of negating that Raya, which was developed from the Lashon of the Mishnah, which turned out to be Lav Davka. Amar Rav Asi. Well, you know, if so, you're coming out that the Lashon in Me'ilah is Lav Davka and the Lashon in Zvachav is Lav Davka, so why would the Mishnah anyway even bother with this phrase? You know, if in one instance it's accurate, then okay, so he cited a similar phrase in the other Mishnah, which is sort of a matching, but if it's not needed here or there, so why even bother mentioning? Just delete the whole reference to the Zrika if it's unnecessary, if it has no context, neither in Milo nor in Zvachim. Umar Vasim Kain, if that's the case, Lamali Lumisni Tati, why does it say it twice? Both unnecessary. Lailum de Mila Dafka. Says the Gemara, you have to say that the wording over here, Mesechus Milo, is accurate, is exact, is implying what we extrapolated from that Mishnah. That in fact, if the Akasha would have done the Kabbalah, that would be enough to remove the Me'ilah, because Heter Zrika is enough. As long as the blood is here available for Zrika, you're far enough along the process, the Heter is already in view, and the Basa lost its Me'ilah. Vaha. Hakamash Malon. But regarding the Mishnah in Zvachim, let me explain to you why the Mishnah actually adds the reference to the Zrika, which was surprising. What's the point? Because once you get to the Zrika, then even if it would be a regular person, not apostle, once it's past Zrika, that blood is deactivated. So why even mention that the apostle did the Zrika? There's something there. There's a halacha the Mishnah is highlighting for us. You should know. Hakamash Malon. The apostle Oisei Shirayim. Afagav the Kiva apostle was Arak apostle. The Kiva Kasha was Arak Lav Klumhi. Mishnah is trying to teach us a halach. You should know. You know, typically when a person, a Kasha person, a Kain, does a Kabbalah of the Dam, does a Zrika, what happens to the leftovers? It's called Shirayim. It's remnants, leftovers. It's deactivated Dam of carbon, now it's meant to be spilled into the, you know, the drain, right? It's not fit for Zrika anymore. Now comes the question, what if a person who has no business doing these things does it? He does the Kabbalah and the Zrika. Can a proper Kayan quickly rush in and grab some new blood off the animal and do a proper Zrika? On the one hand, you could say, yeah, because what the apostle did is valueless. It's not reckoned with. It's not on the record. On the other hand, in fact, the Zrika was accomplished, was executed. So perhaps all the leftover blood is called Shirayim, unfit for Zrika. That is the point of the Mishnah that you should know. There's no salvaging anymore. Avagav the Kiva Apostle of Zarek, even if the Apostle was the one who did the Kabbalah and the Zrika, now comes a Kasha and runs in trying to salvage more blood. The Kiva Kasha of Zarek, the Kasha does Kabbalah again and does Zrika Lav Klomi. It has no value. My time, you know why the Shirayim didn't know? Because after the Zrika was done, whatever's left over is Shirayim, unfit for Akrava, even though the Zrika was done by Apostle. So that's what the Mishnah is teaching us, sort of by the way, by referencing the fact that the Apostle did everything to teach us, shows over. There's no salvaging anymore. There's no active blood anymore. Well, it's not so simple. V'abay minei Rish Lakish, he asked this question, this very question, Rabbi Yechanan. Apostle Maal Shiasa Shirayim. The Zrika of Apostle, does that render everything else as leftovers? Vamali says, not in all cases. He says, "Ein lecha davar she'yase shirayim." An ordinary apostle gets involved. He's not going to render the rest leftovers. He's not going to deactivate its status. Elochutz l'zman achusim kaim, except for a case of chutz l'zman achusim kaim, which is unique. That's pigul, and chutz l'zman achusim kaim relates to pigul. It's similar to pigul. There, the zrika has halachic has value, despite being done inappropriately. Since it has the power to make ritzoi to a certain extent, meaning it establishes a pigul status on the korban, has that constructive, you know, negative power. That's why it has chashivos, it has significance. You can't just ignore it. You can't disregard it. And the leftover is considered leftover of zrik. My love, let's assume bamri pasul. Only this unfit process, only this inappropriate zrika, will affect the rest. But if an apostle walks in and does this zrika, we disregard what he did. Lo, I feel apostle. No, even apostle will have a similar effect. What do you mean? But he said not. In Chakatan, he said there's no other example of an improper process that renders shirayim except for the pigul. Chakam, he meant to say, in general, ein lecha davar she'eino miratza betzibur v'yaseh shirayim. So one is pigul, and there's another exception, something which is Muratza B'tzibur, even if he's unfit, like a tummy, but if theoretically he can do avoid in the Tzibur, if the Tzibur is tummy, right? We allow even Tmeim to be involved. So Azrika B'tumah has one foot into the system. In some instances, we allow, we invite him into the Yakrava, so when he gets involved in Azrika, even though in this context he's not belonging there, but inevitably you have to reckon with his avoid with his Azrika, and the rest is Shirayim. So there are two exceptions to this rule. In general, a apostle fellow is disregarded. Two exceptions. One is pigul. One is a fellow who is fit within the context of an avodas tzibur such as a tamei. There's no example of something which is A, not involved in a tzibur to make he will not make shirayim. Elachutz l'zman achusim kaim, except for pigul. So that's one exception. Aval tamei deisei betzibur, but a fellow who's just unfit because he's tamei, which is something which he would have a license to do when it's a korban tzibur in certain cases. So we have to give it value. It has impact on the korban mashi shirayim. He will turn the rest into remnants. Shar psul, but a regular psul, the loy isnun betzibur, which I'm not around by tzibur, loy mashin shirayim. So what they do is discounted, not reckoned with. And the leftover blood can be quickly salvaged and reprocessed. Okay, so again, we thought we had a raya to a hatazrika, we sort of negated it, and then it was rehashed. And then we got to another discussion regarding shirayim. What makes shirayim? So a fellow who belongs there, a kasher, certainly makes shirayim. What about apostle? Typically not, except for pigul or tamei. Continues more with another raya to our discussion. So back to the question, what qualifies as heter, as shas heter, to deactivate the me'ilah from yukachim kalim? Is it the shchita? Is it the zrika? Or is it somewhere in the middle, the heter zrika? Tashma, we have a brayso, pigul lo'ilu ma'alam boy. If the carbon was processed in a pigul manner, Rashi explains, yeah, machshava pigul during the shchita, lo'ilu ma'alam boy, tases adds, either in the shchita or yeah, the machshava pigul in the kabbalah, me'ilah is still intact. Why? Because it was done in a pigul manner. That's not a successful act of akrava. Lav delei zarak. We're assuming it's still pre-zrika. Zrika hadn't been done yet. But the only reason why there was still meila is not because we're lacking zrika. That's not a necessary component. Typically, even without zrika, it would be enough. Heter zrika is enough. Available. Able for zrika is enough. The reason why in this case is that because it's pigul. Ushmam, you know, we learn from here that if not for the pigul element, it would be okay for removal of meila. Heta zrika shanin. We see from here that the heta zrika is enough. Loi de zarka. No, we're talking actually the zarka. He did the zrika, which typically removes the meila, but in this case, since it's pigul, it does not. But you need the zrika, like Rabbi Yochanan says, you need the actual zrika to be matar the basar, and that removes the milah. So then, umay lo ilam, what's the meaning of the word lo ilam? If it's just teaching us a basic halacha, that typically you need zrika, and here, since it's pigal, you don't have a proper zrika. So of course there's mi'ilah. Taisa explains, because that's sort of the default position. The assumption is you need full zrika, you need heter achila. So what's the Raisa highlighting with the word lo'ilam? So how's the Gemara? My lo'ilam al-kamash, one could have gidl. It's coming to highlight Rav Gidl's halacha. That don't think any zrika works. If it's a proper zrika, yeah, but a zrika's peel does not. They activate the milah. That's the point of the brisa. How come mashma could have gidl, don't have gidl, marav, zrika's peel? Cannot be a player regarding milah. Hey, no, you might seem the milah. So regarding kachim, will not deactivate milah. And regarding kachim kala, where the zrika activates Mi'ilah typically, but not in the case with the Zrika was Pigal. Ve'ena Mi'ilah de Mi'ilah. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow with Hashem. The question was posed. Mishnah says that Mi'ilah only lasts until there's a Shas Heter. Lokayanim. How do we define Shas Heter? Is it the Shechita alone? Is it all the way to the Zrika to be Mata the Basar? Or is it somewhere in the middle? The Heter Zrika, as long as you have the blood and the Kli ready for. That qualifies as shat heter. When a machlek is, Chizki says heter shchita. Yechon says heter achila. We tend to bring some rayas, which weren't necessarily substantiated. To be continued. All the best to you and atzlacha rabba.